Good morning.
Let's talk about another poll by Public Policy Polling released this week. That poll shows Republican gubernatorial candidate Pat McCrory ahead of Democrat Walter Dalton by a margin of 45% to 38%. The McCrory campaign quickly highlighted the poll, but it was just a few months ago McCrory criticized PPP because an employee of the firm said that Democrats would need to eviscerate McCrory to win. Now, PPP is based in Raleigh. It's the most widely cited polling firm by North Carolina media outlets, including WFAE. How much credibility should we give PPP polls, or for that matter, polls in general?
Well, PPP is definitely a Democratic-leaning firm. They acknowledge that. But what all polls and polling firms try to do is to replicate what they believe is going to be the electorate on election day. And so if they're out skewing their polling results one way or the other, that would send a very bad signal. And they're basically in a self-interest mode. They want to report and reflect the electorate at large. PPP is more Democratic. Typically, Rasmussen is seen as more of a Republican poll. Generally, if the public at large takes the two and kind of averages them out, I think you would get a better and clearer picture of what the public is thinking about.
So now that you've basically said it's okay for us to use them, let me ask you another question about another part of their poll. Also in the governor's race, this week's poll says that 71% of North Carolinians believe that the gubernatorial candidates should release their tax returns. 19% think they shouldn't have to. 10% aren't sure. We should point out that Democrat Walter Dalton has released 2 years of his tax returns. Pat McCrory has not. Dalton's campaign is hammering McCrory on this. Why does this matter?
I think it's spillover from the national race. The Democrats, particularly President Obama, has been hammering Mitt Romney to release more of his tax records. So we're going to have a natural overflow, spillover to the gubernatorial race as well. It's something that Walter Dalton can certainly use to try and frame Pat McCrory in. Whether it's going to be the most pressing issue come November, I doubt it. But it's just one of those ways that campaigns try and chide one another and try and get the advantage in a political campaign.
Moving from the governor's race to the presidential race, the Obama campaign has released a new smartphone app that actually allows you to map where Democrats live in your neighborhood or your city. What is this sort of technology going to do for the campaign?
Well, I think it's just another indicator of how much social media and technology has become the most reliable form of campaigning at the grassroots level. And certainly, we have tended to see people kind of sorting themselves into like-minded neighborhoods. I'm going to live in an area that kind of reflects my values. So certainly the Obama campaign is using this to tap into that grassroots network to really energize the base, and it's all going to be about turnout this fall. And so any kind of techniques, any kind of tools that they can use certainly is going to help come the fall.
But isn't there sort of a Big Brother factor to this? You know, I think the only other app that you can really do this with is a list of sex offenders.
It can be a little creepy feeling, but I think what they're going to present it is as, you know, let's galvanize the base. Let's get people energized. And particularly campaigns do this all the time with canvassing, going door to door. This just makes it a lot easier for people to maybe get together in neighborhood meetings, opportunities to watch the convention in their homes. This is going to be something that all campaigns are using in the future.
Michael Bitzer is a political scientist at Catawba College in Salisbury. You can read more of his insights on his blog at thepartyline.org. As always, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.